everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Dave Bartley. Dave is a baseball aficionado appearing on the program to recap the 2023 Major League Baseball All-Star Home Run Derby, also the All-Star Game, and this year's All-Star Game venue, T-Mobile Park in Seattle, Washington. Dave is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Leftovers or the DMV or house cleaning or Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. T+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Leftovers or the DMV or house cleaning or Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. T+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Leftovers or the DMV or house cleaning or Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. T+ terms and conditions apply.
See website for details. Boy, those are just line shots crawling over that wall. That one's a little further back. There goes another one towards deck number two. He's got the bonus already. And 20 doesn't feel like it's holding up, Eduardo.
No, once he finishes in this round, he might be a concierge key. He is letting this one go.
Feel good about your teammate?
Excuse me?
You feel good about your teammate right now?
Yeah, I'm feeling good, man. He's special for sure.
Okay, so he has both bonuses already. And that's a major advantage that he's going to have over Julio with 12 home runs already. Hit. Make that 13.
Well, at the very least, this performance here gives the Randy Arozarena fans a reason to believe that he can win this thing.
PP thrower / manager. And I agree with you. Just the time that he has, what is it, another minute, 32, 33?
And he knows 17, 30 seconds. I can take a few pitches. Yeah. Get my energy going and then do things to win this. Deep ballpark out where he's going there. And a line shot with a lot of topspin won't get out. Another one that won't get out.
You know, I love that he is doing this event because I think he's going to have a monster second half. He's going to find a swing a la Juan Soto did for the last two times he's done these events.
He is toasty right now. Got into that one, though. And it goes over the wall. Yeah, but it feels like it's within reach. If he can get that bonus, it feels like it's within reach.
Well, he hit 35 with an extra minute because now we shave off a minute from this round. And that's why I think it's going to be really difficult. But if there's someone up for the challenge, it's the Razor.
I like the number for the competition. I think 25 keeps Randy Arozarena right in this.
I think they went a little too quick, and it took away from Arozarena's consistency.
Randy Arozarena comes up just short. Congratulations to Vlad. He and his dad, both home run derby champions.
On Ichiro.
Oh,
Diaz! Yandy Diaz launches a home run over Carroll.
Boy, he's amazing. Base hit right field, Luis Arraez. He's seen two pitches, has two singles. On this one, he's tied the game. Luis Arraez drives home J.D. Martinez, and it's tied at one in the fourth. Not going. 2-2 to Diaz. It's hit in the air to deep left field. Back it goes. Elias Diaz puts the National League in front. At 32 years old in his All-Star debut, a go-ahead home run.
Well, you never forget your first All-Star game. You are never going to forget your first.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of ESPN, Fox Sports, and Major League Baseball. And you heard Carl Ravitch, Eduardo Perez, just at the beginning, calling the home run derby between Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and Randy Arozarena. They were in the final of this year's home run derby, and Vladimir Guerrero Jr. wins this year's home run derby. And then you heard Joe Davis and John Smoltz with some of the highlights from this year's Major League Baseball All-Star game, where you heard Yandy Diaz hitting a home run, and then you also heard Elias Diaz hitting the go-ahead home run to take care of giving the American League a victory in this year's Major League Baseball, or excuse me, in the National League, giving them a victory in this year's Major League Baseball All-Star Game. This is the first year, the first time that the National League has won the All-Star Game since 2012, and certainly this was an exciting one. And to talk more about this year's All-Star festivities, we got to welcome him back to the program. He's a baseball expert. He always comes in and gives his expertise. Let's welcome back to the program Dave Bartley. Hey, Dave, what's going on, my man?
Hey, how you doing, Ed?
Oh, man, all is well, sir. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So let's get right to it. Let's start with the home run derby. Now, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. edged out Randy Arozarena by two home runs. So give me your thoughts on Vlad winning this year's home run derby.
I think it's about time because Vlad a couple years ago had put on a show, but had ran out of gas and lost to Pete Alonso in the home run derby. So this time around, it was nice to see him finish off, you know, the win and finish out the round strong. But he wasn't even really the talk of the home run derby. It was more Julio Rodriguez and his epic first round. I mean, I had high expectations for Julio going into the home run derby because it was at home. And that crowd is always behind him. So I knew he would perform well. I just didn't expect Julio to crank 41 home runs. And unfortunately for him, he just ran out of gas. You know, I think what we're seeing nowadays in this style of home run derby is that guys really have to not only be consistent in hitting home runs, but they got to pace themselves because you don't want to put out too much too early because then you don't have enough for the next round. But and that's kind of what we saw from Julio in the home run derby. But Vlad, I felt, paced himself really well. He got a pretty easy matchup in the first round with Mookie Betts, who a lot of people didn't think would put up much of a fight in the home run derby. So he kind of got a first round bye. But after that, he performed well and performed strong and ended up edging out Arozarena right at the end because that home run derby came down to the wire. And it looked for a second that Randy Arozarena was going to tie it, but it just that last one didn't make it over the fence.
Yeah, that was a tight one in the final, Dave. And certainly, I mean, Julio, you brought up Julio Rodriguez, a.k.a. J-Rod. I mean, that first round was just spectacular and doing his thing in front of the home crowd in Seattle. How many more home run derbies do you expect Julio to take part of in his career?
I think he's going to keep going. I mean, he's still young. He's, what, 21, I think? Maybe 20? He's still young. I think he still has that passion and that enthusiasm for the game that that young players, when they come up, just are infectious with. And I think we'll see him, maybe I'd say, maybe at least three, and maybe even more than that. He may just continue to enjoy doing it, like a lot like Pete Alonso. Like, Pete Alonso just loves playing in the home run derby. So we're going to see Pete Alonso almost every year because he just loves it so much. It all depends on the player. And I think Julio has that enthusiasm and has the ability to represent in the home run derby every season.
Absolutely, and we definitely look to see Julio in many more home run derbies for years to come. Somebody that caught my eye in the first round, we talked about him the last time you were on the program, representing the Baltimore Orioles, Adley Rutschman, not only hitting home runs left-handed, but also hitting home runs right-handed as well, being a switch hitter. Just give me your thoughts on Adley and his performance in the first round.
Adley represented for all of us guys, all of us catchers, because I'm a former catcher myself, and I was a switch hitter too, but I never could hit for power like that guy did. But he's representing for all the switch hitting catchers out there. I couldn't believe the show that he put on. I expected the power from the left-hand side because, you know, we see it most of the time because that's where he mostly bats from the left side because he faces mostly right-handed pitching. But a lot of times switch hitters, when they do take on the home run derby, they declare – like they'll set aside. They'll say, okay, I'm only going to swing from the left side or I'm only going to swing from the right side. We've never seen a switch hitting player take on both sides of during a home run derby. And then not only to take on both sides, but to absolutely crush the ball from both sides was amazing to watch. I thought he should have advanced, but obviously it's in the head to head matchups. It's if your number gets beat, you're done. So I thought he kinda got the short end of the stick on that, but man, what a performance from that kid. And he's only a rookie. He's just like, you know, J-Rod. He's a little older than J-Rod because he went played college ball. But he's a young cat, and I can't wait to see him in more home run derbies in the future if he's willing to participate.
Absolutely. I mean, his first round was just outstanding. And I was like you, Dave. I mean, I saw him started off batting left-handed, then he went to be doing a switch hitter. I was like, oh, this is going to be interesting. And he almost took out Luis Robert Jr. in the first round, but he fell short, losing by one home run. I got to ask you this now. Any duds from this year's home run derby? Anything you was like, oh, man, this wasn't good. Could have been better.
A lot of people are going to say that Mookie Betts didn't deserve to be there. And I think that's kind of harsh. You know, you got to give credit to a veteran player like Mookie Betts for wanting to go and check this off his list. It's the only thing pretty much in his career he hasn't done. I mean, he's a former MVP. He's a World Series winner. You know, he's got all these accolades on his resume, and I'm sure, you know, first ballot Hall of Famer is going to be on that resume too. But a lot of people are going to say that Mookie didn't belong there, and I think that's a little harsh. But for me personally, I think they need to change the All-Star or the Home Run Derby format, kind of bring it back to the way it was as far as just the highest numbers get through, because I think it really robs us of performances like Adley Rutschman, who I think deserved to be in next round, but because he was in a head-to-head matchup and his number got beat, then he wasn't able to go on. I think if you would allow players just to not have those matchups against each other and just the top four numbers move on, I think that would be a much more interesting style of home run derby, because it allows amazing performances to be rewarded after the first round. I would have loved to see Adley Rutschman and see what he could do in the second and maybe even in the final if he would have made it there, but we got robbed of that because his matchup didn't go in his favor.
Yeah, who knows, Dave? Who knows that Rob Manfred, there's a lot about him, but maybe the commissioner, they may decide to make a change in the home run derby and bring it back to the original format, as you were saying. Well, whoever has the highest amount of home runs advances to the next round. But, yeah, it would have been great to have seen Adley Rutschman in the next round, but that takes care
I don't
of
think
this year's
ever, I don't think they'll ever go back to the original format, because you remember the original format was you got as many swings as you wanted, but you had 10 outs. And as long as you were hitting home runs out of the ballpark, then those outs didn't count against you, and you could take as many pitches as you want. I think because baseball is right now, the current state of baseball is so obsessed with this timer and speeding things along, I think we'll see the timer stay, but I think getting rid of the head-to-head matchups would only make this competition even better.
Yep, you're right about that. And then hopefully maybe the commissioner or somebody at Major League Baseball will take that into consideration and possibly bringing it back to the old format and maybe making some changes along the way. But this year's 2023 Major League Baseball Home Run Derby champion, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. from the Toronto Blue Jays. All right, Dave, so we took care of the Home Run Derby. Now let's go ahead to this year's All-Star Game. And it was an exciting one with the National League and the American League. Now, last time that you were on the program, we both wanted the American League to win it. And they had a nice lead until the eighth inning when Elias Diaz hit the go-ahead home run, the two-run home run to give the National League the victory, and he would go on to win the All-Star Game MVP. What were your takeaways from this year's All-Star Game?
I mean, the All-Star Game was – it kind of boiled down to exactly how I thought it was going to play out. I thought it was going to be, you know, pitching heavy because the ballpark leans more towards the pitchers. And that's exactly what we saw. We didn't see much offense. We did see some good catching from both sides, being able to throw out runners, which is something that you really don't see in an All-Star game. But yeah, the runs were few, and it's exactly what, you know, I kind of expected going into the game. I believe when I was on the program last time, I said it would be like a 3-2, 4-3 game, and it pretty much was that. It was a one-run game. It was close throughout. And, of course, you know, the guy that I was talking smack on the last time I was on the program hits the go-ahead home run. So it just goes to show you that all these guys that make the roster deserve to be there in one way or another, and you never know who's going to step up in that spotlight to just perform when they need to. And this time it was Elias Diaz. And I don't know if you were asked, you know, the majority of casual baseball fans who Elias Diaz is, I'm not sure they'd be able to tell you. And now, you know, he's got an All-Star Game MVP on his resume. So he'll be able to cherish that moment for the rest of his life, no matter where his career goes from here.
Yeah, I mean, what a story that he had, Dave. You know, I was listening to the broadcast on Fox Sports, and Joe Davis and John Smoltz was just saying that this was his first All-Star game. And at the age of 32, I mean, you talk about a career thus far of being a journeyman and someone that just waited for his opportunity. He certainly seized the moment and grabbed a hold of the opportunity, hitting that go-ahead two-run home run in the eighth inning to give the National League the victory. Kind of give me your thoughts on Elias Diaz and just with his story and everything coming full circle so far by him becoming an All-Star Game MVP.
You see this a lot in baseball. You see a lot of guys maybe struggle getting through the minor league system, but then when that opportunity presents itself, they're able to make the most of it. I mean, you see that a lot. And the thing with baseball is you got to be ready for that opportunity. You never know if it's going to be, you know, a guy not performing or a guy gets injured, or maybe, you know, it's just the organization wants to give you a shot. And now that Elias Diaz has his shot, he's been making the most of it this year. I mean, he's having a career year. Like you said, he's 32 years old, so his path to the big leagues wasn't an easy one. And the fact that he's able to not only make a major league roster, but then become a permanent staple for Colorado behind the plate, and then not only that, but do that at an all-star level, just tells you the talent that he has. And I'm happy for guys like this because, you know, they just keep grinding and keep grinding. They do it for the love of the game and not for the money. And those are the guys that you just love to watch because there's so much passion in the way that he plays. And you saw it as he was running around the bases, man. His you couldn't wipe that smile off of his face as he was running the bases. He was just so happy to be there and so in his moment and in his element. So it's good to see, you know, guys like this get rewarded for, you know, going through the grind, the minor league grind for however many years you had to do it and finally getting your opportunity and making the most of it. So hats off to him. He deserves it. And he was really emotional after the game, you know, and rightly so. It's been a long journey for him.
Absolutely. And again, it's a feel-good story. And as you mentioned, Dave, it's really tough to go through the farm system and having to grind and pay your dues in the minor league system, and certainly Elias has definitely did that, and now he's been rewarded as the All-Star Game MVP for this year's Major League Baseball All-Star Game. Another player that caught my eye during this year's All-Star Game, and we talked about him the last time you were on the show, is Luis Arraez. And man, Luis had an RBI single in this game, also got a couple of hits in this contest. Just give me your thoughts on Luis and his play in this year's All-Star Game.
I mean, I said it last time I was on the program. Every time I see him, he reminds me more and more of Tony Gwynn. And I know I said that last time, and I'm not sure what the reaction was around, you know, the people who listen to your show. But I'm starting to believe that. The more and more I see him hit, he reminds me more and more of Tony Gwynn. It's just the way he's aggressive in the zone, and his bat control and his bat pass to the ball is just straight through the ball. It's solid contact every time. I mean, this guy's an unreal talent, and I'm looking forward to see what he makes of his career, because if he continues on this path, then he'll be up there with some of the great names, some of the great hitters of all time.
Yeah, absolutely. And then you mentioned one of the great hitters of all time, rest in peace to Tony Gwynn. And certainly Tony was somebody that if you knew him, if you knew about Tony Gwynn, you knew that countless batting titles, I mean, hitting well over 380 for many seasons. And certainly, as you said, Luis Arraez has the chance to have a Tony Gwynn-like career. I want to ask you, are there any other things that caught your eye during this year's All-Star Game?
I think I had brought it up a little bit earlier, but the catching, especially from the starters, I think it was Jonah Heim and Sean Murphy, both of those guys actually threw out runners, which hasn't happened in an All-Star game since the 50s. So it's crazy that both sides were able to throw out a runner, and we haven't seen a runner thrown out in the All-Star game, I think, leading up to this, up until I think it was 2008 is what they had said. So hats off to the catchers on both sides for, you know, being able to show off their talent and getting those runners at second base.
Absolutely. And somebody else that caught my eye in this year's All-Star game, Yandy Diaz, of course, representing the Tampa Bay Rays. He hit a home run in this game. Just give me your thoughts on Yandy during the All-Star game.
Yandy pretty much did what he's done all season. I mean, he got a hanging pitch, hanging slider out over the middle of the plate, and just threw his hands inside and pulled it out of the ballpark. That's what Yandy Diaz has been doing all season for Tampa, really anchoring that lineup down there in Tampa Bay with, you know, Wander Franco and some other guys down there. But yeah, Yandy Diaz has been doing that all year and playing a really solid base for Tampa. So I wasn't shocked to see him go yard. He wasn't on my short list of guys not to do it. So, it's Yandy being Yandy, I would call it. He's been doing that all season.
Yeah, absolutely. And certainly this was a game that lasted. I'm looking at the time of this year's All-Star game. 3 hours and 3 minutes. So certainly, again, as you talked about it earlier with the pitch clock and baseball trying to speed up the game a little bit, and I guess the Major League Baseball achieved that feat of trying to go at no more than over 3 hours, or at least at the 2.5 hour mark. So that puts the cap on the 2023 Major League Baseball All-Star Game. And also, last time I had you on the program, Dave, we talked about the venue, T-Mobile Park in Seattle. Just give me your thoughts on not just the stadium, but just the city of Seattle hosting this year's All-Star Game.
I was recently up in Seattle, actually, in January, you know, my first time up there. It's a great little city, lots of stuff to do. Lots of cool places to see. It's a great tourist town. But T-Mobile Park in particular is a beautiful venue. Got to do the ballpark tour. So it's a beautiful venue. It's still fairly new. I mean, in terms of ballpark ages, it's only about 20 years old. So it's still fairly new-ish. So you still got a lot of the modern amenities in that stadium that you would look to find as a fan. And it's also got a retractable roof, which is cool when the Seattle weather, you know, kind of looms over and starts to rain, they could just close that roof and still play baseball. So it's a great venue. Glad to see that, you know, they were able to keep the roof open for the whole event, both the Home Run Derby and the All-Star Game, and just really show the fans of Major League Baseball how beautiful their ballpark is.
I got to ask you a lighthearted question. When you were in Seattle, did you have an opportunity to go to the market and do the fish toss or get some Starbucks coffee? Did you do any of those
things? I did all those things. So me and my buddy Nick, who lives up there, we went to the fish market. We overpaid for salmon just to see them toss it across the market. And we went to the original Starbucks and went to the Space Needle, which was cool. There's a lot of cool things to do there. And so if you haven't been to Seattle, I highly recommend it. It's a great little town.
Absolutely. One of the crown jewels of the Pacific Northwest and the West Coast as well, the city of Seattle. All right, so Dave, next year's All-Star Game will be played at Globe Life Park in Arlington, Texas, which is the home of the Texas Rangers. Just kind of give me your thoughts on that stadium where the Rangers play at, because you said that T-Mobile Park in Seattle is a pitcher's ballpark. But we know that Globe Life, hey, we know what the Rangers have done this year. They've put up a lot of offense, and Globe Life is a hitter's park. So any thoughts that you have as we look ahead to next year's All-Star Game in Arlington, Texas?
Well, I would say that the old Rangers ballpark was definitely a hitter's park. I would say that Globe Life actually leans towards the neutral. It's actually kind of right there in the middle of the pack. It doesn't lean heavy on the pitching side, and it doesn't really lean heavy on the hitting side. It's just that Texas has been so on fire this season that it may seem that, you know, it leans pitch or hitting heavy, but it's actually right there in the middle. So I think you'll see next year, I think you'll see more of an offensive game. I think we'll see more home runs. I think the Home Run Derby may be even more exciting next year. Because that venue tends to really allow home runs to travel, whereas in Seattle the air is kind of heavy and it kind of knocks the ball down, so you're not going to see balls fly as far as you would think. So Texas, the air is hot, the air is thin, and so you'll see a lot more home runs in the heat of Texas when they have that roof open than you'll see in Seattle. So I think the Home Run Derby will be more exciting. I think the All-Star Game will be more high scoring, maybe like a, you know, 8-5, 7-6 type range, you know, somewhere in that range. But overall, I think it'll be a more exciting venue to play baseball in because the ball will travel farther if it's hit hard. Whereas in Seattle, if the ball's hit hard, you've really got to kill the ball to get it out. But not so much in Texas. So we should see the ball fly a little more. We should you still might get great pitching too, so don't count that out, but for the most part it'll be a more offensive style of game that fans love to see, and I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely. As they say, everything is big in Texas, and it certainly is going to be an interesting All-Star Game next year at Globe Life Park in Arlington, Texas. Well, hey, Dave, this was a lot of fun, my man. Thank you so much once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us. Just tell everybody where they can find you on social media or any websites that you want to put out there. Let the listeners know that.
You can just find me on Instagram at JuiceBoxBarley. That's all I got.
All right, awesome. And you heard it from him. He's Dave Barkley. He's a baseball expert. The man loves the sport, played it for a while, and certainly still keeps up with it. And Dave, again, as always, man, this was a lot of fun. Thanks again. And if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Well, just let me know, and we'll make it happen.
All right, absolutely. You got that. And we'll be back with more right after this.
Boy, those are just line shots crawling over that wall. That one's a little further back. There goes another one towards deck number two. He's got the bonus already. And 20 doesn't feel like it's holding up, Eduardo.
No, once he finishes in this round, he might be a concierge key. He is letting this one go.
Feel good about your teammate?
Excuse me?
You feel good about your teammate right now?
Yeah, I'm feeling good, man. He's special for sure.
Okay, so he has both bonus already, and that's a major advantage that he's going to have over Julio with 12 home runs already. Hit. Make that 13.
So at the very least, this performance here gives the Randy Arozarena fans a reason to believe that he can win this thing.
PP thrower / manager. And I agree with you. Just the time that he has, what is it, another minute, 32, 33?
And he knows 17, 30 seconds. I can take a few pitches.
Yeah.
Get my energy going and then do things to win this. Deep ballpark out where he's going there, and a line shot with a lot of topspin won't get out. Another one that won't get out.
You know, I love that he is doing this event because I think he's going to have a monster second half. He's going to find a swing a la Juan Soto did for the last two times he's done these events.
He is toasty right now. Got into that one, though. And it goes over the wall. Yeah, but it feels like it's within reach. If he can get that bonus, it feels like it's within reach.
Well, he hit 35 with an extra minute because now we shave off a minute from this round. And that's why I think it's going to be really difficult. But if there's someone up for the challenge, it's the Razor.
I like the number for the competition. I think 25 keeps Randy Arozarena right in this.
I think they went a little too quick, and it took away from Arozarena's consistency.
Randy Arozarena comes up just short. Congratulations to Vlad. He and his dad, both home run derby champions.
Ichiro.
Oh, Diaz.
It's gone. Yandy Diaz launches a home run over Carroll. Boy, he's amazing. Base hit right field, Luis Arraez. He's seen two pitches, has two singles. On this one, he's tied the game. Luis Arraez drives home J.D. Martinez, and it's tied at one in the fourth. Not going. 2-2 to Diaz. He's hit in the air to deep left field. Back it goes. Elias Diaz puts the National League in front. At 32 years old in his All-Star debut, a go-ahead home run.
Well, you never forget your first All-Star game. You are never going to forget your first.
Leftovers or the DMV
number 97
or house cleaning. Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. T+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Dave Bartley, baseball aficionado, appearing on the program to recap the 2023 Major League Baseball All-Star Home Run Derby, the All-Star Game, and, of course, this year's All-Star Game venue, T-Mobile Park in Seattle, Washington. Again, big ups to Dave for appearing on the program. And until next time, remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.